诗篇121篇第一到第三节，Psalm 121:1 to 3，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来，他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹。I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help come from the Lord, who make heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. 让我们大家一同来到上帝的面前，来向他祷告。Let us come before our Lord, to pray to him. 全能的天父上帝，今天早上我们来到你的面前向你祷告。Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, and we come before you to pray to you. 我们恳求你今天早上，你的灵与我们同在。We pray that your Holy Spirit will be with us this morning. 我们恳求你谦卑我们的心，让我们专心地仰望你。We pray that you humble our hearts so that we can focus on you to worship you. 主啊，求你怜悯恩待我们这些信心不足的人。Father, we pray that you have mercy on us, that we often do not have enough faith in you. 我们把今天的敬拜恭敬在交在你的手中，求主你掌管我们的时间。We submit our worship to you. We ask you to lead us and be with us. 求主让我们在这个动荡的时代能够专心的仰望你。We pray that during this turbulent time that we will focus and look unto you. 主啊，求你帮助我们，今天早上我们来到你面前的时候，你引导我们，每一个人帮助我们更加的依靠你。Father, as we come before you this morning, we ask you to lead us so that we will depend on you much more than we are. 主啊，求你带领我们以下的时间，我们恭敬把一切交托。Lord, we pray that you lead us and we submit ourselves to you. In Jesus' name we pray. 我奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen. 今天早上的讲题是借着神的大能的永生Eternal life through the power of the living God. 马太福音第22章23到32节。Matthew 22 verses 23 to 32，今天早上是邝弟兄讲到，由这个妮妮姐妹来翻译。This morning, Quan will be sharing the word of God with us, and Sister Nini will translate. So I will hand the time to them.
Hello.Hello, Pastor.
Yeah, I can hear you. So you can
share. Thank you very much for having me speak today. It's an honor to be here. I'm also very happy to have Nini translating for me.
今天我很高兴能够有这个机会给大家讲到。
So thank you, Nini. And yes, today here we have today's passage.Is coming from Matthew chapter 22 verses 23 to 32. So I ask that all of you also open your Bibles so that you can follow along.
今天我们讲到的经文在马太福音 22章23到24节，我希望大家也能够翻开圣经和我们一块来看这段圣经。
So, now first, I want to talk about Adoniram Judson.
首先我要讲一个人叫艾多纳拉姆耶德森。
Yes, Adoniram Judson was a missionary.
他是一个宣教士。
And I think Ralph and Linda in their children's classes have mentioned him from time to time.
我想Ralph 和 Linda 在他们儿童的圣经课堂经常会提到这个人。
Born in 1788 in Massachusetts.
他是在1788年在麻省出生。
He dedicated himself to the Lord while he was in college.
他在读大学的时候把自己献给上帝。
And after college, he decided to become a missionary.
大学毕业以后他就决定成为一个宣教士。
Now, in February of 1812, Adoniram married Anne.
在1812年2月艾多纳拉姆和 Anne 结婚。
And that same month, they got on a boat and sailed for India.
在同一月他们坐船去印度。
Along the way, Adoniram was reading the Bible.And he became convinced that he needed to be baptized.
在路上，艾多纳拉姆在读圣经的时候，他认为自己需要受洗。
Maybe that's a hint for some of you.
这个有可能是给大家的一个提示。
Now, upon arrival in India 4 months later, he was baptized by another famous missionary, William Carey.
他四个月以后来到印度，他就被另外一个有名的传教士受洗，那个传教士叫威廉克里。
Now, 1 year later, after that, Adoniram and his wife traveled to Burma.
一年以后，艾多纳拉姆和他的妻子去缅甸。
And for the next 13 years, Adoniram and his wife brought the gospel to the Burmese people.
在后来的13年当中，艾德拉姆和他的妻子把福音传给缅甸的人。
Now, during this time period, the church had grown to about 20 people over the next 13 years.
在这个13年当中，他们的教会成长成为大约有20个人。
And Adoniram also translated the New Testament to Burmese.
艾多纳拉姆也把新约翻译成缅甸语。
In 1924, there was war between Burma and Great Britain, and Adoniram was imprisoned as a result.
1824年，在缅甸和大英帝国当中有一个战争，艾多纳拉姆就入狱。
And a few months after his release in 1826, his wife Anne became sick and she died.
他1826年出狱后的几个月，他的妻子 Anne 生病然后去世。
Now in the following years after that, Adoniram he completed translating the Old Testament to Burmese.
在后面的几年当中，艾多纳拉姆又把旧约翻成缅甸语。
And this was also a time that his church, the church that he had started, was experiencing significant growth.
在那段时间，他的教会也是成长非常快。
Now at the same time, there was another missionary couple, that was working with him, George and Sarah Boardman, and they were busy bringing the gospel and building churches in some of the jungle tribes in that region.
在同一个时候，另外一对宣教士夫妇乔治和萨拉波德曼，他们跟他一块，他们也忙于在该地区对丛林中的一些部落传福音和建立教会。
And in 1831, George Borman died due to illness, and 2 months later, Sarah would marry Adoniram.
1831年，乔治波德曼他因病去世。两个月以后，莎拉就跟艾德拉拉姆结婚。
They would have 8 children, to the three that Adoniram already had.
他们有八个孩子，其中三个阿达拉姆已经有了。
14 years later, Sarah would fall ill, and Adoniram and Sarah, they would start a return trip to the United States.
14年以后，萨拉生病，阿达拉拉姆和萨拉就返回美国。
Sarah dies on the way.
Sarah 在途中去世。
And when Adoniram returned to the U.S., he brought with him stories and testimonies of how God was working in Burma.
Adoniram 回到美国的时候，他把神如何在缅甸工作的故事和他的经历就带到美国。
And he would also marry Emily, the author who was writing a book about his former wife, Sarah.
他又和 Emily 结婚，Emily 是写他前妻 Sarah 故事的一个作者。
And Adoniram and Emily, they would head back to Burma, in the following year, in 1846, where they would have one more daughter.
后面一年，在1846年，艾德拉拉姆和 Emily 一块又回到缅甸，他们有一个女儿。
They would be there for another 3 years, until Adoniram dies due to illness, and Emily would return back to the United States.
他们在缅甸待了三年后，艾德拉拉姆就因病去世， Emily 又回到美国。
So here we have an example of a Christian man being married to three wives, though not at the same time.
这里我们有一个例子，一个基督徒男子，他娶了三个妻子，不是在同一个时候。
And in Matthew chapter 22, we have the Sadducees asking Jesus a similar question with a hypothetical example.
在马太福音22章，我们看到撒都该人问了耶稣一个类似的问题，但他们用的是一个假设的例子。
So here in Matthew chapter 22, verse 23, that same day, the Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to him with a question. Teacher, they said,
这里撒都该人他们不相信那个复活，他们来到耶稣面前问这样的问题。
Teacher, they said, Moses told us that if a man dies without having children, his brother must marry the widow and have children for him.
他们来问耶稣说，摩西说人若死了没有孩子，他的兄弟当娶他的妻为哥哥生子立后。
Now, there were seven brothers among us. The first one married and died. And since he had no children, he left his wife to his brother.
那个是有七个兄弟，从前在我们这里有弟兄七人，第一个娶了妻死了没有孩子，撇下妻子给兄弟，第二第三直到第七个都是如此。
The same thing happened to the second and third brother right on down to the seventh.
第二第三直到第七个都是如此。
Finally, the woman died. Now then, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the seven, since all of them were married to her?
末后妇人也死了，这样当复活的时候，她是七个人中哪一个的妻子呢？因为他们都娶过她。
So this event takes place just a few days before Jesus' crucifixion and almost 1 week before his resurrection.
这件事发生在耶稣上十字架前的几天，大约是他复活的一周之前。
This question is asked by what the Gospels refer to as the Sadducees.
这个问题是圣经里认为是撒都该人提出的。
in case you don't know, it is a sect.
如果你不知道撒都该人是谁，他们是一个派别。
It's similar to a political party.
就跟那个政治的党派差不多。
And this is in Judea, which is currently in present day Israel.
这个是在犹大，就是当今的以色列国。
And the Sadducees and their opposing sect, the Pharisees, they're like what you might think of as Republicans and Democrats.
撒都该人跟法利赛人是相对的，他们就像现在的民主党和共和党。
But here in verse 23, the Bible gives us one important detail about the Sadducees.
在这里22节，圣经给出我们一个重要的细节，关于撒都该人。
That the Sadducees, they do not believe in the resurrection.
撒都该人不相信复活。
As a matter of fact, years later in Acts 23, Paul would show up before the Sanhedrin.
事实上，很多年以后，在使徒行传23章，保罗站在公会前面的时候。
And when he mentions the resurrection of the dead, the Pharisees and Sadducees start to argue.
当他提到死人复活的时候，法利赛人和撒都该人就开始争论。
Perhaps very much like the political climate today.
也许和现在的政治气氛很像。
The Sadducees posed Jesus a question on the resurrection.
撒都该人问耶稣复活的问题。
Now this is funny given that they don't believe in it.
这个很可笑，因为他们根本就不相信。
And they pose this question to Jesus about the Jewish law, which is based here in Deuteronomy 25:5-6.
他们这个问题是基于在《生命记》25章5到10节的一个犹太律法。
Now the term for this is called levirate marriage.
这个术语就叫收祭婚。
We see here that Moses commanded the Israelites that if a man dies without a son and he has a wife, and the man has a brother and the brother is nearby, then the brother is supposed to take the now widow as his wife.
这边摩西就跟以色列人说，弟兄同居若死了一个没有儿子，死人的妻不可出嫁外人，她丈夫的兄弟当尽弟兄的本分，娶她为妻，与她同房。
This is so that the first son may carry on the name of the deceased brother.
这样妇人生的长子必归死兄的名下。
And then below that in verse 7, there's a prescription on what to do if the brother refuses to marry the woman.
在第七节以后，他就讲到如果这个兄弟拒绝的话，会受到什么处置。
Now there's all sorts of questions that you may have.Including, what if the brother is already married?
你有可能会产生一些问题，像这个兄弟已经结婚了怎么办？
And I think this can reveal what we think of the Bible.
我想这可以看出我们是怎么看待圣经的。
It reveals what the Sadducees think of the Bible.
因为这个我们就可以看到撒都该人是怎么看待圣经的。
The Sadducees, they concoct a story that's very similar to the real Adoniram Judson.
撒都该人编造的这个故事跟现实中那个艾德纳拉姆的故事很像。
It's about a woman who marries 7 husbands under this law of levirate marriage.
她关于一个妇人基于收祭婚的规定嫁了七个丈夫。
Then the Sadducees top off the story with a question to Jesus in verse 28.
在这之上，撒都该人就问了耶稣在二十八节这样一个问题。
Now then at the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the seven, since all of them were married to her?
这样，当复活的时候，她是七个人中哪一个的妻子呢？因为他们都娶过她。
Yeah, this reveals a couple things about the Sadducees.
这里我们可以看到撒都该人的 两件事情。
Why are they asking this question if they don't believe there is a resurrection?
第一，他们为什么问这样的问题？如果他们并不相信有复活。
It tells us that they're trying to fool Jesus with what they think is a fantasy.
这告诉我们，他们其实想用一个想象的事情来愚弄耶稣。
It's like asking about whether lightsabers work underwater.
这有点像问光剑能不能在水下工作。
You know, lightsabers are a figment of George Lucas's imagination.
光剑是乔治·卢卡斯想象中虚构的一个东西。
And since Disney owns the rights now, the answer is whatever Disney says.
因为迪士尼现在拥有它的版权，所以这个答案就是随便迪士尼怎么说。
That's how the Sadducees are treating this question.
这个就像撒杜该人对待这个问题。
We can also infer that the Sadducees do not take the Bible very seriously.
我们也可以看到撒杜该人他对待圣经不是那么认真。
By seriously I mean as in the Word of God.
没有认真到认为圣经是神的话语。
You may read Deuteronomy 25 and then you immediately think of the case of, well, what if the man is already married?
我们看生命记25章，我们有可能马上会想，这个男的如果结婚了怎么办？
Then he would have two wives.
这样他就会有两个妻子。
That would be called polygamy.
这就变成一夫多妻。
And you may have a strong aversion to the idea that God allows for polygamy in the Bible.
你可能对上帝在圣经里允许一夫多妻感到反感。
As a matter of fact, based on how the Sadducees ask this question, I think they do too.
我们看到撒杜该人怎样问这个问题，他们也是这样。
Based on their assumption in verse 28,Whose wife will she be of the seventh?
在第二十八章，我们看到他们说，那她是七个人中哪一个的妻子呢？
Suggesting that their worldview is holds firm that you can only be married to one other person.
所以这个就看到他们认为这个世界上你只能够和另外一个人结婚。
But I think this is an opportunity for us to reconsider how often we read our own conclusions and values into the Bible.
但我想这是一个机会让我们反省，有多少次我们是用自己的判断和价值观来阅读圣经。
When instead we should be using the Bible to drive our conclusions and values.
而本来我们是应该用圣经来得出我们的判断和价值观。
We can see that the Sadducees are struggling with that.
我们可以看到撒杜该人就有这样的问题。
They ask Jesus on a resurrection that they don't believe.
他们问了耶稣复活的问题，他们并不相信。
And this suggests that they think this item here in Deuteronomy, this piece of law, is ludicrous.
这个也说明他们认为《生命记》里面这一个律法是可笑的。
I think that the Sadducees aren't very much on board with the idea of levirate marriage in the first place.
我认为撒杜该人首先他们就不认可这个《生命记》里这个收继婚的律法。
And actually, a seminary professor of mine made a comment in class one time that Sadducees didn't really much believe in the Bible at all.
其实我的一个神学院的一个教授，他曾经在课堂上讲撒杜该人，他其实并不怎么相信圣经。
It's passages like this that start to give that away.
像这样的一个经文就证明了这点。
And this says something about our relationship with the Bible.
这个也可以说明我们和圣经的关系。
Especially when the Bible says things that we don't like or that we think is impossible.
特别当圣经提到的一些事情我们不喜欢或者我们认为不可能。
And an example shows up right here. The Sadducees do not believe the Old Testament. which is what they had at the time, even though the Old Testament attests that the resurrection is going to happen.
在这里这个例子就是撒都该人他们并不相信旧约，尽管旧约里面说那个复活是会发生的。
We know it is possible because in 1 Kings 17, there was an event where Elijah raises the dead son of a widow back to life.
我们知道这个是可能的，因为在列王记上17章，以利亚就把一个寡妇的死去的儿子死里复活。
And then in Daniel chapter 12, 2-3, the Old Testament tells us,that a time is coming when the multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake.
在但以理12章2到3节里面，旧约也告诉我们这个时候是会来临的，就像睡在尘埃中的必有多人复醒。
Some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt.
其中有得永生的，有受羞辱永远被憎恶的。
Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever.
智慧人必发光，如同天上的光。那使多人归义的必发光如星，直到永永远远。
It sounds like the book of Daniel prophesies a resurrection event.And a state where life is eternal.
这个就像但以理在这个时候他预言了启示录的事件，并我们会有永恒的生命。
Job, one of the books Pastor Liu has been preaching on, has Job saying in Job chapter 19, 25-27.
约伯记是刘牧师所讲到的几本书之中的一个。约伯记在19章25到27节也这样说。
I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes. I am not another. How my heart yearns within me.
我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站立在地上。我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神，我自己要见他，亲眼要见他，看他，并不像外人。我的心肠在我里面消灭。
It seems that Job has confidence that he will have eternal life with God, even after his body is destroyed, and yet he will have a body.
这个看上去就像约伯，他有很大的信心，他。确信自己会在这个肉体灭绝以后，他还能够有永恒的生命，而且他会有另外一个身体。
This suggests that even after you die, you will still be around in a physical body.
这就告诉我们，尽管你肉体死了，你还有会有另外一个身体。
The eternal life the Bible speaks of is not justForever, it is also physical, in the flesh.
这个永恒的生命不仅是指它会永永远远存在，也是讲它会有一个形体。
And in reading the Bible, faith is needed.
当你在阅读圣经的时候，信心是必须的。
Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
信心就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
And this time of future judgment and eternal dwelling has not yet happened yet.
但是这个将来的审判和永恒的居住还没有发生。
And we see here in Matthew that the Sadducees do not have faith.
我们在这里看到马太福音里面看到撒都该人没有这样的信心。
They do not believe the resurrection even when the Bible says so.
尽管圣经这么说了，但是他们并不相信复活。
And from that we can see the phenomenon that the Sadducees present this fictional example of levirate marriage to poke fun at Jesus.
这里我们看到撒都盖人编造收集婚里的一个虚假的例子来嘲笑耶稣。
Not just Jesus, but also his firm belief in the scriptures.
来嘲笑耶稣对圣经的坚定的信心。
Now this is actually a warning for us when we start disregarding passages of scripture.
这个对我们是一个警告，当我们开始漠视圣经中的有些章节。
When you do that, you are deciding for yourself what in the Bible is true.
当你这样做的时候，你就在自己决定圣经什么是正确的。
And so rather than taking all of the Bible as truth, you have your own view of the world.
这样子你就有你自己的一个世界观，而不是把整本圣经作为真理。
And you're just using parts of the Bible to confirm what you think.
你就用圣经中的某些章节来证实你的想法。
It's like how we quote authors or politicians to make a point that's really your own.
这个就像我们引用一些作家和政治家的话来证实我们的一些观点。
So, for example, here's an example taken from a United States Department of Defense annual report to Congress on China.
啊，这里有一个例子，就是美国的国防部，它每年有一个对国会有一个报告，关于中国的一个报告。
This particular report is from 2006.
这个特别的报告是在2006年。
And here in one of the pages, you can see that inside this report, there is a quote from, Mao Zedong.
在这里面，这个报告里面，你可以看到有一个，对毛泽东的话的引用。
Mao says, you fight your way and I'll fight my way.
毛泽东说，你打你的，我打我的。
To use this as an example,Just because the United States government quotes Mao in one of its documents does not mean that we are following the red book.
仅仅因为美国政府他引用了毛泽东在他们的文件中，并不表示他们就是支持毛主席语录。
It just means that this quote of his is convenient for making the points that the author wants to make.
他们就是想用这样一句话很方便的来证明他自己的一个观点。
In the same way, just because someone is quoting the Bible doesn't mean that they believe all of it.
同样的，就并不是因为一个人他引用了圣经中的一些话就表明他完全相信圣经。
Now, this is something to think about. What do you think the Bible is?
我们可以思考这样的问题，你到底认为圣经是什么？
Is it a collection of interesting sayings?
是不是一些有趣的话语的合集？
Maybe some by some wise people?
是一些智慧的人所写的。
And when something in there agrees with what you want, then you follow the Bible.
当其中有些事情你是认可的话，你就接受圣经。
And then you disregard the parts that you don't agree with.
而有些地方你不同意的话，你就对它漠然视之。
Like the Sadducees.
就像撒都盖人。
When you start disregarding parts of the Bible, you end up just relying on yourself to decide what is right and wrong.
当你开始对圣经的某些部分漠视的时候，你最终就依赖自己来决定哪些是对，哪些是错。
And then you just look for evidence to back that up.
然后你就寻找一些证据来证明你自己。
When we are using the Bible to justify our thoughts and actions, that is not belief.
当我们用圣经来为我们的思想和行为辩解的时候，这个不是信心。
That's just doing the same as what this United States report did with the thoughts of Mao.
这个就和美国他这个报告中引用毛泽东是一样的。
Rather, we need to be matching our thoughts and actions to the Bible.
其实我们更应该做的是把我们的想法和行为与圣经保持一致。
I learned a long time ago that when we decide what parts of the Bible to follow,
我知道，我很久以前就知道，当我们决定什么圣经的哪个部分是正确的时候。
Or what parts to believe.
或者哪个部分我们可以相信。
It's what we call liberal Christianity.
这个叫自由派基督教。
Which is not Christianity.
这个不是真正的基督教。
The meaning of the word Christian means a person who follows Christ.
基督徒这个意思是指一个人他跟从耶稣。
And Christ considered the scriptures to be the word of God.
耶稣基督他认为圣经是上帝的话。
After all, Jesus in his every speech and action demonstrates that he held the Bible to be true, to be the word of God.
毕竟耶稣在他所有的言行当中他都证明他认为圣经是神的话是正确的。
Just as he quotes from Deuteronomy when he is tempted, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
就像他在受试探的时候他引用了生命记里面这句话，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And here's another example of how serious Jesus took scripture to be.
这里还有一个例子，就是耶稣是怎么样认真地看待圣经。
Right here in today's passage, Jesus replied, You are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God.
就在今天我们这个经节里面，耶稣回答说，你们错了，因为不明白圣经，也不晓得神的大能。
Real Christians follow Jesus.
真正的基督徒跟从耶稣。
And Jesus understood all the Bible to be true.
耶稣他知道圣经里面所有的部分都是正确的。
So you should understand all of the Bible to be true.
所以不要用你的自己的理解来决定什么是正确。
Jesus followed the Bible.
耶稣他坚定在圣经上。
You should follow the Bible.
你也应该跟相信圣经。
Don't be a liberal Christian, be a real Christian.
不要做一个自由派的基督徒，做一个真正的基督徒。
In other words, don't be like the Sadducees who use the Bible to mock Jesus because they thought parts of it aren't true.
换句话说，就是不要像撒都该人那样，他们用圣经来嘲笑耶稣，因为他们认为有些圣经有些部分不正确。
Rather, we need to be challenging our preconceptions and accepting all of the Bible to be true, and to be humble enough to know that we do not have all the answers, but God does have the answers.
我们更应该做的是挑战我们自己的偏见，而来相信圣经根本都是正确的，而且我们要更谦卑来知道我们并没有所有的答案，但是上帝有所有的答案。
We see here in verse 29 that Jesus replies that we are in error because you do not know the scriptures.
我们在这里29节看到耶稣回答说，你们错了，因为不明白圣经。
That when we do not know the scriptures, then we are wrong.
如果我们不明白圣经，我们都错了。
More so, if you look closely, you see that not only do the Sadducees not know the scriptures, they do not know the power of God.
我们再仔细看。这边讲到撒都该人他们不仅仅不明白圣经，他们也不晓得神的大能。
Interesting, what is the power of God?
很有意思，什么是神的大能？
A similar phrase shows up in 1 Corinthians 18.
同样的词语也在哥林多前书一章十八节里面出现。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved is the power of God.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
There is an equivalence here.
这个是有一个相同的地方。
That the message of the cross is the power of God.
十字架的道理就是神的大能。
And the message of the cross is contained within the Bible.
在圣经里面就包含着十字架的大能。
As a matter of fact, you can point every part of the Bible to the message of the cross, which is the gospel.
事实上，你可以看到圣经里面每一个部分都指向十字架的道理，这就是福音。
And we are in the gospels right now, and here in Matthew, we find that when we do not know the scriptures, that is, we do not know the message of the cross, then not only are we in error, but we do not have the power of God.
我们现在就在福音当中，在马太福音这里，我们看到，当我们不明白圣经的时候，我们就不知道十字架的道理。那我们不仅是错了，而且我们还没有神的大能。
Do you want the power of God?
你想要有神的大能吗？
Then know the Bible, know Jesus.
那么你就要明白圣经，你就要知道Yes.
There is also another point we can still get here from this verse in 1 Corinthians.
在这个哥林多前书这一节里面，我们还可以看到另外一点。
To have the power of God, you need to be saved.
如果想要神的大能，你必须先得救。
You need to believe in Jesus.
你需要相信耶稣。
Otherwise, the Bible is foolishness.
否则的话这个圣经就是愚昧的愚拙的。
In other words, to be able to know the scriptures, you need Jesus.
换句话说，如果你想明白圣经，你就需要耶稣。
I've heard it among some of the people in our church and beyond.
在我们的教会里面，我还有外面，我听到有一些人这样说。
That there are those of you who are curious about Jesus.
他们是对耶稣是好奇。
But they say they need to know more.
但是他们说他们需要明白更多。
That, I need to read the Bible more, but I have problems understanding it.
他们说我们想读更多的读圣经，但是我们不能够理解。
But once they understand the Bible, then they'll believe.
他们说如果他们明白了圣经，他们就会相信。
It's actually the other way around. Believe in Jesus, then His Holy Spirit will allow you to understand.
事实上，这是反过来的。先相信耶稣，然后他的圣灵就会帮助你理解。
So I'm going to extend you the opportunity here that if you are not one of those people who are already have already trusted their lives to Christ.
所以我这边想发出一个邀请，如果你还不是那个相信耶稣的人。
And if you are one of those people that want to know about God but are awaiting your questions to be answered, I challenge you.
如果你是那些想知道上帝更多，但是你也想等着很多问题还没有解决的话，我挑战你。
You have it backwards.First, then the Holy Spirit will enable you to understand the message of the cross.
你要倒过来做，你先要把自己的生命信靠在耶稣身上，然后圣灵会帮助你明白。
Then the Spirit of God will guide you in all truth.
然后那个真理的圣灵就会引导你明白一切的真理。
If you want to trust your life to Jesus and want me to pray with you about it, you can use the Zoom chat to send me a message, public or private. It doesn't matter. Leave me your name and phone number so I can get back to you.
如果你想把你的生命交托给耶稣，而且你愿意我和你一块为这件事情祷告，你可以用 Zoom 那个留言这一个地方来给我留一个言，不管是公众场合还是私下，你只要写你的名字和你的电话号码，我就会给你回答。
And then Jesus applies the power of God to the Sadducees' example that they do not believe.
耶稣就用神的大能来回答撒杜盖人的这样的问题，他们自己不相信的一个问题。
Starting at verse 30, at the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven.
就从三十节开始，当复活的时候，人也不娶也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。
And here we see the power of God.
这里我们看到神的大能。
As an aside, this passage is usually known for its explanation that for those of you who are married, that marriage ends at death.
这边提一句，这个经文它通常是告诉那些已婚的人，这个婚姻是终止于死亡。
It doesn't go beyond death.
它不超越死亡。
You cease to be married when one of you dies.
如果你们中间一个去世，那你就不结婚了。
Hence the phrase in the classic wedding vow, be faithful only to her so long as you both shall live.
所以在经典的那个婚礼当中有这样一个誓言，终身不丢弃她吗？
But alongside this revelation that Jesus gives about how you can marry again when your spouse dies, just like Adoniram Judson,We also learn why.
但除了耶稣告诉我们，就是当配偶去世的时候，你还可以重新结婚，就像爱多纳拉姆耶德森那样，我们还应该问为什么？
Because we will be like angels in heaven.
因为我们会像天上的使者。
No, that does not say we will be angels.
你们注意，这里并不是说我们会变成天使。
That's bad reading. We will be like angels.
那个是理解错误。你是会像天上的使者。
And angels do not marry.
天使不结婚。
The same passage in Luke chapter 20 verse 36 gives some additional details.
在路加福音二十章三十六节又给出了一些具体的细节。
And they can no longer die, for they are like the angels. They are God's children, since they are children of the resurrection.
因为他们不能再死，和天使一样，既是复活的人，就为神的儿子。
Yes, for those of us who have a relationship with Jesus, Luke clarifies that in the resurrection, we can't die because we are God's children.
是的，就像路克指出的。像我们当中和耶稣是有关系的人，我们在复活的时候不会再死，因为我们是神的儿子。
Children of the resurrection.
复活的儿子。
And we find this both in Luke chapter 20, 37 to 38, and also back in Matthew chapter 22, verses 31 to 32.
我们可以在路加福音二十章三十七到三十八和马太福音二十二章三十一到三十二都看到这样的说法。
But about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
当复活的时候，人也不娶也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。他说我是亚伯拉罕的神以撒的神雅各的神神不是死人的神乃是活人的神
And we see that the children of God no longer die because our God is not the God of the dead but of the living
我们可以看到神的儿子不会再死因为我们的神不是死人的神乃是活人的神
And because God is God of the living when we believe in his son Jesus we have eternal life
因为神是活人的神所以当我们相信他的儿子耶稣的时候我们就有永生。
That's why there's no marriage in heaven.
所以这就是为什么在天堂没有婚姻。
When you live forever, you don't need children.
如果你一直活着你不需要孩子。
There are no grandchildren in heaven.
在天堂里也没有子孙。
And so without children, no need for marriage.
如果不需要孩子就不需要婚姻。
I would also like to point out here in verse 31 that God is talking to you.
我还想在这边指出 31节，上帝是指的是你。
Have you not read what God said to you? This message is for you.
难道你没有读神的话吗？这个经节是给你的。
You can still message me on Zoom.
What?
You can still message me on Zoom.
啊，你可以在 Zoom 里面给我发信息。
Okay, from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, these people are from long ago, the beginning of mankind.
这边讲的亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们都是很久以前的人。
Okay, but, you know, God was not just God back then, he is still God today.
但是神不是以前存在的神，他现在还存在。
God is not dead, he is alive.Both now and forever.
神没有死，他是永永远远的会活着。
And that is why we can have confidence that through the power of God, which is the Bible, we have eternal life.
所以这里我们就有一个确据，我们会有永生。
So read your Bible.
所以你要阅读圣经。
Know the Bible because it is the power of God.
你要明白圣经，因为这里面有神的大能。
I encourage all of you to have a set time every day to read your Bible so that you can experience the power of God.
我鼓励你们在座每一位都每天都有一个固定的时间来阅读圣经，所以你就可以经历神的大能。
Because it's through the Bible that we know that Jesus has died for your sins, that he is resurrected on the third day.
通过圣经我们知道耶稣为了你的罪而死，第三天复活。
And that by believing in him, you too can be a child of God, the God of the living.
通过相信耶稣，你也可以成为神的儿子，是活人的神。
Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you very much for loving us so that, you are willing to have a relationship with us.
那我们来祷告。亲爱的天父，谢谢你这么爱我们，让我们可以和你有这样的亲密的关系。
I ask that, you work in our hearts that we may take your word seriously.
我向你请求，在我们心里动工，所以我们就可以对你的话非常认真。
And that through your word we may experience your power.
通过你的话，我们可以经历到你的大能。
That we may be faithful to you.
我们可以对你有信心。
And have confidence, that, we will, see you again at the resurrection.
我们就这样一个确据，当我们复活的时候，我们可以和你在一起。
I give thanks for your son Jesus Christ who has died for our sins.
谢谢你差你的儿子耶稣来为我们的罪而死。
In your son's name we pray, amen.
借耶稣基督的名义，我们祷告，阿门。